This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Rational economics doesn't always govern how we make decisions about our money in the real world. As part of our series, Brain Drain, with Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk, we're exploring the ways in which our minds are rigged to cost us money. This morning, a conversation about setting financial goals. Colin Kammerer is a professor of behavioral finance and economics at Caltech. He looked at how taxi drivers in New York made decisions about when to keep driving and when to pack it in for the day.
The standard theory is that what they should do is they should think during the day, should I drive one more hour? What's the cost and what's the benefit? We had a sort of a hunch and talked to some drivers who said, well, I often kind of have a target, an amount of money I hope to earn that day. And when I get near the target, I often stop. They often will reach it quickly on a really good day, and it'll take a lot of hours on a bad day. So they're working a lot of hours at low wage and very few hours at the high wage, which is clearly a mistake. They can switch around their hours, we found, and drive long hours on good days and earn about 20% more money and not drive any extra hours in total.
It's so funny because often targets are useful in human behavior. You set targets for savings. That can help you do the right thing. But the targets are what? Getting in the way in a sense?
Yeah. So targets are useful if it's very helpful to have a kind of sharp heuristic, a certain number of miles you run each day, or for a writer, they're trying to generate a certain number of words and kind of stick to a schedule. So they can often help solve a self-control problem. And for the drivers, it may be doing that too. It may be that, rather than fretting every hour about, well, I don't know, is it time to quit, that they can set themselves kind of on autopilot and the target tells them when to stop.
We live in an economy that is changing, and one of the major features now is the so-called gig economy. Uber drivers or people who do Instacart shopping, they're sort of like personal shoppers. It seems that this research would have an implication for a lot of people who have to figure out how much time is worth the effort in whatever it is they're doing.
Yes, that's right. So I would expect we'd see what we've seen in the original cab data and the subsequent ones, which is that there's some sensitivity to reaching a target. And also I think we'll see an experience effect so that an Uber driver who isn't really used to responding to, say, a surge price because they've hit their quota, as they drive longer, they realize they need to make hay when the sun shines.
Professor Kammerer, so let's say things fall apart for you at Caltech and you find yourself behind the wheel of a cab. What strategy do you think you would pursue?
I would be very rational, or tried to be. I would have a pretty sophisticated algorithm trying to forecast marginal wages in the next 2 or 3 hours and decide on that basis. I will add that you can only afford to quit on the slow days if you're going to really work harder on the long days. So if you think, well, I'll take off today, but tomorrow, if it's really busy, I'm definitely going to put my full 12 hours in, and you don't do that, then you're going to end up driving less hours and earn less money.
Colin Kammerer is a professor of behavioral finance and economics at Caltech. Professor, thank you for this.
My pleasure.